Hi friends, Christmas greetings to you all. Now names can carry great significance, can't they? What about the name Margaret Keenan? Does that name ring any bells? Well, Margaret's going to turn 91 next week, but last week on Tuesday, Margaret Keenan became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 jab. Her name's going to go down in history, isn't it? This is what the health secretary said about that day that she received the jab. He said she called it V-Day. He said it's a tribute to scientific endeavour and to human ingenuity and to the hard work of so many people. He said today marks the start of the fight back against our common enemy, the coronavirus. Well, we are so thankful, aren't we, for all that hard work in producing the jab and also other vaccines that are being produced at the moment. But did you know the name of the second person to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 jab? His name was William Shakespeare. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this syringe of salvation. If only there was a solution like this for all of our other problems, including the deeper ones that lurk in our hearts. You see, scientific endeavour and human ingenuity and hard work will take us far, but they won't deal with the deeper problems that lurk within. Now, the syringe, sadly, can also be used for self-destruction as well as hope-filled vaccination. Now, in that reading that we received from Matthew's Gospel, which focused on the events of the birth of Jesus, that first Christmas, we find two names of great significance being emphasised. And when we think about those names, we'll see how there is a solution, a salvation to some of our deeper problems, which go beyond the coronavirus. Now, the first name is obvious. It's the name Jesus. The name Jesus, like the name Joshua, means the Lord saves, God saves. Let me read to you what the angel said to Joseph. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, we've all realised over the past year that we need saving. The virus has swept over us in wave upon wave, and we have been helpless under its surging. But according to these verses and the story of the Bible, there is a deeper problem that is carried by all humanity all the time, under which we are fully submerged, and that is the problem of sin. Sin. Now, it's been so helpful this year, hasn't it, to have these tests developed whereby we can go and find out whether we have the virus or not. You get some symptoms, you get tested. But what are the tests for sin? If I'm right, then we'll all be shown to be carriers. Well, later on in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew's account of the life of Jesus, in chapter 22, Jesus gives us two great tests for whether we are carriers of this moral problem of sin. This is what Jesus said. A man came up to him and said, Teacher, which command in the law is the greatest? And Jesus said to him, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. So there's test number one. Do we love God who made us? But then Jesus went on to say the second command is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend upon these two commands. So here are the two tests for sin. Do we love God? And do we love our neighbour? Do we love others? What about you? Are you a carrier? Or are you immune when it comes to sin? I don't think any of us are immune. I'm certainly not immune. Isolate me in my house for 10 days with my nearest and dearest family, and you'll soon see that I don't love my neighbour as myself. Just little glimpses like that show that we are all infected by sin. Maybe you have experienced that in deeper ways during this time of lockdown. And the way that you've treated others, or the way that you've been treated yourself. But here's the great news. Although we are all sinners, Joseph was told by the angel, you are to name this baby whom we celebrate at Christmas, you are to name him Jesus. Jesus means the Lord saves. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Now, this salvation that Jesus came to bring did not require scientific endeavour. As you read on in Matthew's Gospel, you see it required Jesus to live a perfect, sinless life, loving God and loving his neighbour. It's a life no one else has ever been able to live, but Jesus did it. And Jesus had a willingness to receive in his own body upon the cross the consequences for our sin. So the life he lived, but also the life he gave as he suffered and died on the cross. It's like Jesus said to God, God the Father, give me the sin of your people and I will suffer in their place its verdict and its consequences. Imagine one person in love taking upon themselves all the coronavirus of the world. Well, morally, that's what Jesus did at the cross. The Bible says that God the Father made Jesus, the one who knew no sin, to be sin for us at the cross, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. This salvation from our sins does not require scientific endeavour. It can't be put into a test tube. Neither does it require human ingenuity or hard work. Rather, it is a free gift from God to all who will respond to this Jesus, his life and death and resurrection, with faith, with trust, and with a repentance, turning from their sin to him as their saviour. It's not by works. It's all the gift of God. Well, that's the first significant name. You are to name this baby Jesus, the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. That's good news for sinners, if you put your trust in him. But hang on a minute. If you've been thinking about what I've been saying, there's a confusion there, isn't there? If the name Jesus means the Lord saves, God saves, didn't the angel say that he, the baby, Jesus, would save his people from their sins? The Lord saves? Jesus would do it. Who is this baby born at Christmas? It must be the Lord God made man. Well, that brings us to the second name. You see, Matthew later understood the significance of these events around the birth of Jesus in the light of a promise that God had made many years ago through the prophet Isaiah. Let me read those words to you. He says, now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. If the first significant name is Jesus, the Lord saves, the second significant name is we must understand Jesus as Emmanuel. God is with us. So the salvation on offer to us from our sin cannot be found in a syringe. It's found in a saviour who is none other than God made flesh. Now, when you know these things, when you've received the forgiveness that Jesus came to live and die to bring, and you know the reality that he is Emmanuel, and in him God is with you, then when you have these things, you can face the future, even the scary future of a virus, and do it without fear, knowing that you're safe with God. It's wonderful, wasn't it, to hear those two significant names, Margaret Keenan and William Shakespeare. But how more wonderful to hear the name Jesus and Emmanuel this Christmas. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this sun from heaven. Christ was born for you. Christ really was born for you.